All right, everyone, we are back. I am back in the host chair, the captain's chair. No more jackpots. Ooh. This is it. All right. So, by the way, Lexi listens to the first little bit of the podcast. She's trying to juice our numbers, which I appreciate.
Thank you, Lexi.
She immediately texted me about how the jackpot bit was funny, and I was like, come on.
See?
It was just not that funny.
It was very creative. I got several messages today from potential advertisers that wanted to advertise.
Name a couple.
Poll host is like, Yaro getting that armband last night.
You never want to see it. Jack, were the messages from our advertising partners, potentially, were they all in Portuguese?
Just a little company called Berkshire Hathaway. Ever heard of it?
Just a company called BlackRock.
You know, just one of the largest companies in the world.
Oh. No big deal. All right, but watches? I am back.
Unless that's slander, in which case it was a joke for legal purposes.
It's just a joke. We're having fun. We also had fun Wednesday night, Energizer Park. We do have a short USOC recap, 2-0 win over Omaha. I'm interested to see how you guys feel. I mean, it is a win. We did score twice, which is more than we have felt like in a while. What did we think? How did we feel after last night?
It's actually the same amount we scored two games ago.
Yeah, in a while, I don't know why I said that.
We don't score a lot.
We got goal of the season from our backup right back.
Yeah, I would love to see him start to get a little more time.
So once he hit a bang, he got hurt, is the issue with this. he's out for. I saw Olaf said that Morales is looking bad.
I saw someone, which this is just funny to hear this on like social media, but somebody said that it looked like Zielinski's was like a hamstring issue, like it was just a little tweak and it wouldn't be that bad. And then they finished the tweet with, "Trust me, I've been in that position, or like I've been in his shoes." Like, all right.
Oh, like they had their own soccer injury that was similar.
That, yeah, they flared up their hamstring in a USOC game after the goal of their career.
Hey, honestly, at one point we should start our own soccer team and then we'll just join the US Open Cup.
I'm down.
You know, I looked into that. It's $200 to register.
Oh.
I'm already on it. Let me get it started.
Trevor's got $200 to give us.
Need to get we get to 25 listeners, we can have our squad, the insiders. Ayo.
Should we give a quick shout out to our first listener from across the pond?
In the UK.
Speaking of UK, we do play Aston Villa this summer. Was that right, or was it a different burgundy and teal team?
No, that's right.
Okay.
It's called Flare and Blue.
What's it called?
Was it end of July? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Also, Olaf's former team. You put an H in it. I don't think there's an H in it. I think it's Aston.
Aston, that's what I said, like Aston Martin.
You said like Ashton Kutcher.
Aston Martin.
I don't know if you said that.
That was Aston Villa.
I have to edit. I'll tell you if you said it or not. And I mean, I have no bias in this.
I probably did.
What about the game, though?
City 2-0 win. I mean, I would love to hear what Cole and Trevor think is still wrong, even after a win.
I have mostly positives for this game.
We didn't really beat Real Madrid.
Yeah, the only negative, you know, is that we can't finish, but we've known that all season. I think it should have been 3-4 nothing, but we did a pretty good job of keeping Union Omaha away from our net. They had a couple decent chances that they missed, but I think it was a pretty good game, and we had possession, controlled it for the most part. Should have piled on, but 2-0 win, it's hard to be mad at anything, even if the opponent is good.
I was walking through my fingers on that anytime Betcher got the ball within 30 yards of goal. Because, man, how many shots did he have? five or six. And
I was going to say at least five.
None of them looked dangerous, really.
He didn't look dangerous the whole game against.
There was one.
A pretty bad
the first
team.
One when he went near post wasn't, but that one where he was on, I think it was like the left side and he was kind of curling it back post, that was decent.
He hit the broad side of a barn. I mean,
dude's just tallying up this expected goal stat as much as he can. And he's doing the really impressive part of not scoring the goals.
Even though it was an inferior opponent, I think you kind of have to have, if you're going to play a two-striker system at all this year, it just has to be Toyshirt Klaus, because they both weren't in the game very long, and they hooked up a couple times, especially on that second goal. Toyshirt ran forward towards the Omaha net, passed it to Klaus. Klaus slots it away, bottom right. So I just think, you know, Betcher's just got to be coming off the bench. He's had enough chances to cement himself into the starting 11, and it's just not worked.
I think, you know, Cole, I know you like to be negative, Cole. I do want to point out one thing. You know, yes. This is the round of 32. 15 of the 16 winners were MLS teams. Only one MLS team lost, and it wasn't
in
City.
New York City FC, I saw that.
Riverhounds beat them 1-0. Other than that, it was pretty much chalk by the
MLS.
You see the
Charlotte game? Charlotte, I think they played like North Carolina. It was tied at 0 going into extra time. Charlotte won 4-1.
Oh, God.
Like, what happened?
So they scored four goals after the 90th?
Five total goals were scored after the 90th.
Jeez.
And we get Minnesota next round. I don't know when the game is. I'll see if I can find it.
And it's crazy. I think we play Minnesota back to back at Minnesota, because we also have them on the MLS schedule that week.
I saw that. Yeah.
So we'll play that Wednesday in Minnesota, and then that Saturday in Minnesota. And it'll be interesting if the team just stays up there, or if they go back up.
You got it flipped. We play Minnesota on the 17th Saturday, and then the US Open Cup's the Tuesday.
And then the next 20th. The next Tuesday. Okay. Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Colorado. We play Wednesday at Minnesota, and then we play that Saturday at Colorado.
Oof.
So I saw an interesting question on Twitter. I want to get your guys' opinions on it. Since those games are so close together, they're going to have to rotate the squad for one. Would you rather them go for a cup run or try to get another MLS win?
Cup run. I think cup at this point, just because I still think we make the playoffs this year, but I'd much rather take these cup games serious. You know, a cup win when you're getting into like the round of 16 and 8 and stuff like that means a whole lot more to me as a fan than just another 1-3 points in the MLS, especially if it's like on the road against Colorado. I'd rather focus that Minnesota game.
I think that I would prefer like a Tottenham type of season. Like, they can finish however low on the table they want, and if they get to a chance to win a trophy, I'd be happy with that, because you said it, I'm usually negative. If we did get into the playoffs, we're not going to make a run in the playoffs.
I disagree.
All you got to do is get in.
Disagree.
It's not I agree. I'm about to say that. Or anything
2019 St. Louis Blues.
That's exactly
2011 St. Louis Cardinals. 2006 St. Louis Cardinals.
We would maybe get out of the first round, and that's a maybe.
I would rather take these cup games more serious, and then these MLS. I really don't care about our MLS playoff seeding. Now, yeah, right now it's looking like we're going to really have to battle for a spot, but maybe as soon as we get everybody healthy and we're actually getting some points from every single game, I'd be fine sacrificing an MLS game and get to that, you know, round of four. Is the U.S. Open Cup, where's the final at? Is that like at a neutral site? I really haven't looked into it. No crowdsourcing idea. Here.
I think it's at one of the home stadiums.
Because I mean, imagine like Google. Imagine like as soon as you start getting into eight teams left, four teams left, like City Park would not look like it did last night. It would definitely be hopping. And I think last night was just kind of a combination of it's a USL team you're playing, or third tier, however the USL does it now. City's been bad. It was also pouring rain most of the time, and then the tickets were expensive.
I was trying to find where the final is, and I can't. I don't know if firstly, it's home stadium or what.
Just to circle back to something Cole said, I hope to never have a Tottenham season.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you won the fucking conference.
We've already had a Tottenham season. That was last year when we sucked. Didn't win anything.
All right, settle down. We get it.
I mean,
isn't that true? Like, we're not going to make a playoff a trophy, especially the U.S. Open Cup. We have a lot of history.
It is one of the home stadiums of the two finalists. No. Last year it was at LAFC.
Coin flip?
I wonder if it's like goal differential or something like that.
Is it whoever has the bigger fan base?
It doesn't
whoever
tell
will
me.
Bring in the most money.
It's probably whoever's going to bring in the most money.
In terms of the actual game, I mean, we did have a lot of shots. We had 24 total, 10 on goal. Over 400 accurate passes, 30 touches in the opponent's area. I mean, we like Trevor said, or whoever said it, it should have been at least 3-4-0. But you know, another clean sheet. The defense looked pretty good. I think it was good, but it should have been better. That's my positivity.
I mean, I'm just not even going to read too much into it simply because of who we played.
Yeah, weather was pretty nasty early on, too. Could be kind of hard to
good to see get going. Klaus get one in open play.
Yep.
Big time. Celio looked good. Silva looked really good. I was really happy with how Silva played.
Oh, you guys want to. Sorry, I found out how they picked the post.
We got to know.
So the four semifinalists were drawn through an official host priority draw. The team drawn in the first position, if they win the semifinal, gets to host it. And, you know, if team in second position, they only get to host it if the team in the first position loses. So that's how it's done.
So it's random?
It's random.
Like the 1983 NBA lottery was random?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just throw it at the dome at America Center every year.
Exactly.
With the NHL lottery when they gave Chicago Bedard.
Yeah, that actually didn't work out. Bedard sucks.
Yeah, that Gretzky counter's not looking too good.
It's a wild thing to put up on a rookie.
Did we have any other thoughts from the game? Did I tell you guys? I think I said it earlier, and I definitely texted you, but Zielinski liked my tweet about his goal. I didn't tag him or put a hashtag or anything.
Friend of the
definitely
pod,
got Zielinski. In the locker room after the game and like retweeted the man of the match graphic and was like searching his name and like feeling himself. And I was like, good for him.
That's what I'd have done.
I would ask him to join the pod.
I thought about trying to follow him and sending him a message. He only has like 60 followers, so I think I can get in early.
I mean, the pod's been asking for Zielinski for months now. He'll get some playing time, so
we'll see how that injury looks. I guess that'll be the determining factor. Well, we can got a good win. Minnesota coming up, like Mike said, you don't want to look too much in your tier opponent. I mean, it was a good win, but we do also have a quick turnaround this Saturday. Sam is coming into Energizer Park. We have played them once before. I should know this, but was that the draw? Or did we score in San Diego?
It was the nil-nil draw.
Yeah, and they controlled most of the play.
It was the opposite of the Colorado one, where instead of us dominating and not being able to get past the keeper, they couldn't get past Berkey. Berkey's going to be back, boys. He's medically
which
cleared.
Is awesome. He's training in full. I think that we will see him, and Leuven will probably be pretty much good to go. I mean, he's made two appearances.
And
I don't know.
They might. Yeah, not to cut you off, Cole, but Leuven almost has to play now just because Morales is out. We don't really have anybody else.
True. I didn't think
any
of that.
Word on Durkin?
What'd they say, late April?
No, it was a while. I thought it said like later this summer.
I think he was making a joke because they change it every single time.
Did they ever confirm what his injury was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they confirmed an MCL sprain, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, with Leuven coming back, it is perfect timing. I think that he will make a huge impact in that midfield.
Hey, according to
that's not really a hot take, but
let's say there's a hot take for you.
Hey, guys, our best player coming back is going to improve our team.
What was my hot take to start the season? If someone is healthy and stays on the field, they'll score a lot of goals.
It was better Toyshirt, so that's not really looking
good. Yeah. So it actually was a hot take looking back.
Name of the game. That's not doing good because none of us.
According to Foot Mob, Kessler and Totland both say late May right now.
How? Dude, Totland must have re-aggravated it.
He did, I think. Because he was warming up that game that I was down by the field. And then he didn't come back when they started warming up again. I was like, oh, something's up there. This Saturday, we've played them before. 0-0 draw. We didn't really look great in that matchup. They'll come here. I think that the atmosphere will look more like it normally does compared to Wednesday night. I think that it'll be... I think San Diego hasn't done well in their last five. I mean, they I say that and I look at their previous results. They put 5 past Dallas last game. But before that, it was 3 straight losses. So, I mean, they're not killing it right now. Neither are we. So it'll be interesting.
What do you mean we're not killing it? You know, the last time we were coming off a win after a bunch of bad results, we won.
Last time we won an MLS game was March 15th.
Was that Seattle?
Yeah.
You know, that just, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're not killing it. They're not like, not top of the table, but I think they have a shot.
That we lose 7 straight MLS games. It just happens
to lose 7 straight.
We don't win 7 straight.
We had a rough schedule.
Dude, that every time I go back and look at like the previous results or like the scores for the agenda, it just makes me. Every time I see 2-0 Sporting, it just pisses me off so much.
2 points in 7 games.
Well, we got to, you know, we'll be able to rectify that here in less than a week.
God, if they don't get 3 points on Wednesday, it'll be a tough look.
Well, let's focus on Saturday first.
Yeah, exactly. Fellas. Talk about Saturday. They haven't been. I mean, they had 5 last match, but before that, they've been a little shaky. They did play Seattle and beat them 3-0, which is interesting. We also got a win, but we didn't put 3 past
them. Yeah, but they were at home against Seattle. When we played Seattle at home, we won too.
It's true. That is true. Do we have any, I don't know, any general thoughts? Anybody you want to see? How are we feeling, fellas?
If there's anything I really want to see or anybody I want to see in particular, because we really just don't have many people left. So I think it's going to be kind of like the same people you saw play in the Union Omaha game.
Tell you who I'm not excited to see. Lozano has been killing it lately for San Diego. He scored, I think he had 2 goals and 2 assists against Dallas last week. He got hurt in our first game and he was already killing. I think he was it Yarrow or Hebert? I think it was Hebert on that side.
Yarrow. I think it was Yarrow.
I'm thinking it was Hebert.
I was trying to defend Jack. I thought it was Yarrow, but oh well.
I'll pull it up real quick. Yeah, it was Hebert. Yar wasn't playing.
He was cooking somebody. So that's all I remember.
He was cooking him. He got hurt. So to play a fully healthy Chucky Lozano, I'm definitely not looking forward to that.
And you know it's going to be Yar and Hebert back out there.
Ugh, God. I think we might get a Nilsson.
Nilsson.
Thank you.
I'd take a Nilsson start over Yarrow. For damn
now
sure.
Make your joke. Make it. Come on. We know you want to. Just make
it. He might not make it through a full 90 minutes, but it'll be nice to see him out there.
Horn played last night, didn't he? He subbed on for
Zoli.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
I'd love Horn, Bumgarnel, really anybody, but Yarrow and Watts. That I'd be cool with.
I really don't want to see Watts. I can't do it anymore. I just cannot do it anymore.
I hate to. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but who else besides Watts is going to be playing?
Zielinski.
He got hurt.
He's fine.
Okay, what about the other midfield spot?
He's fine.
I would rather have MCL sprained Durkin than.
Yeah, well, that's just not gonna. This is not a reality.
Well, let's think. You got. You're gonna put what? You're gonna put Wallum and Leuven to start the game, right?
Wallum's gonna be on that left side. Hopefully. If Olaf can learn from what he sees on the field, Wallum will be on the left side with Celia.
Well, you know, he doesn't score. You might as well throw Toyshirt back there.
Have you seen Toyshirt run?
I know, but I've seen him shoot.
Our leading goal scorer.
Let's just say Toyshirt's not running a 4-4. That's all I'm saying.
San Diego has scored a decent amount. They've scored 21 goals, which is tied for the third highest in the league. In MLS play, we are at 8, tied for the third lowest. Not great.
What about goals allowed?
Goals allowed, they are at only 3 more than us.
15. Just listen. You know, we do this podcast 2 times a week. I just want one podcast where you guys don't talk about how little goals we've scored.
That's the main storyline of this season, is that we can't score.
Even when we scored 2 against LAFC, you guys talked about how we couldn't score.
I know if we have one podcast after a game where City scores 4 or 5, I think we wouldn't have to talk about it.
That's crazy. That's a crazy bar.
It should have been the beginning of this episode. We should have put 4 past Omaha.
I mean, nothing they do is going to make you guys happy.
Winning. They would if they would win. Yeah, that's really
You still weren't happy after they won.
If they would win every game 1-0, I would be thrilled.
You weren't happy after they beat Seattle because they only scored from a free kick.
Oh yeah, they scored. They did the Olaf special.
I was happy.
They did the Jose special. They scored and then parked the bus.
See? That's a win and you're not happy about it.
It's a boring way to play football.
I just, you guys, it's okay to not be happy about it.
And I guarantee you, the first time Lozano beats Heber over the top, we're going to a low block. It's going to be 90 minutes of passing back to Ben Lunt or Berkey if he plays.
No, because Hebert's going to have Lozano in his pocket all night.
Yeah, it didn't happen the first time. It's not going to happen this time.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Believe it or not, guys, different game. This isn't the same exact game that happened.
It's the same pleasure.
And it's a home game this time.
A little bit older. A little more beaten down.
What was the tweet that you sent? Hebert's the only one that's played all 12 games across all competitions.
Only player who's played every single game for City this year.
Best available.
I'll do it. The best ability is availability.
Okay, that was a tough look.
Paul almost said best availability is availability.
I did. That was close. But yeah, Hebert's been consistent. He's been reliable. At this point, I think I'd rather see him over Nilsson, which I didn't think I'd say. Do we have any thoughts? I mean, one person I want to see is Silva. I would love to see him get a start with Celio on the field. With Wallum on the field, I think that would bring a lot of energy to the attack, especially with Leuven up the middle. I think that we might have a chance to grab all 3 here, boys. I'm usually very negative, but I got a good feeling.
I think you'll have to start those guys. I mean, we just don't really have many players back yet.
You know, I know I'm skipping ahead on our little agenda, but Cole, you're literally predicting a loss.
We're making a live edit right now. I talked myself
right now. Oh, you talked yourself into it.
I'm in, bro. I'm in. I will not be at the game, but I want them to grab all 3, and I think they can.
Have me and Cole swapped? Because I see nothing but a draw in our future. Best case scenario.
Well, let's get into the lineup, and then we can do our goal scorer, our man of the match, blah, blah, blah.
We put 5 past Dallas last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to be positive. I get shit all the time for being negative. I'm trying to get the energy up.
And we let Seattle score 4.
Without Morris or Areola.
They have their striker.
It doesn't matter. It's a home atmosphere. We're going to bring a lot of energy.
Leuven's back.
Leuven's back. Berkey might be back. We get Totland back. I feel like we're pretty much ready to roll, son.
The only problem is by the time we get Totland back, we're going to need to go on quite the run to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and okay, season, it doesn't matter. We're going to win the US Open
Cup. I mean, if we win 2 games
through the season,
if we win 2 in a row, and the 3 teams in front of us don't win the next 2 weeks, we're already in a playoff spot. It can be done.
Well, no, you got to count Dallas in that too. They can't win or draw any of the next 2 games.
They just got stomped 5-0. I can count on it.
By the team we're playing.
It'll be different. Hey, Jack, not the same exact game.
I just, Trevor was wrong. I had to point
out. A lot of negativity coming from you right now, Jack.
Who, Jack, did Lozano score any of those? He scored 2 of them.
Or 2 and assisted 2.
So like an average game. But you know who? You know what Dallas is lacking? A real Kyle Hebert. That's what
real
they're lacking.
Kyle Hebert.
That's not crazy. It's not crazy to say that.
A real coach's kid, you know.
Sneaky athletic.
A Canadian who frequented Trops Liquors in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, just like Canada, he's not allegedly for sale. You know what I mean? He's not for sale.
I'd sell him for the right price. He's played well. I think you could get some money for him.
$10 million.
You make pay off that stadium.
They probably got a lot more than $10 million left of that stadium.
In between the posts, predicted lineup time. Berkey, I put him in, but then there was a question mark added.
Berkey. Berkey's in.
Who put the question mark? Mike?
In my opinion, if Berkey wasn't going to be in, they would have played Oliveris against Omaha.
I agree with that, but I also know they're probably going to be cautious with Berkey. So
he was probably ready to go last week.
That's why he's not going to play some Lunt this week.
Berkey.
We'll see Berkey someone against KC.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Rather have Berkey for KC than.
Well, we're actually, I'm kind of in on that. First night back.
It's not one or the other. It's both.
He could play both. Yeah.
I had a Lavaris man of the match for Omaha. I thought he was going to play, and he did not. So that's what I was kind of thinking. If Lunt's in, then maybe
still,
we'll get Berkey.
He was still closer than Betcher. I'll tell you that much. That was a stupid pick on my part.
All right. So Berkey and net. Center backs. I mean, Bumgardle, I feel like, is pretty solid there. He's gotten a lot of minutes recently with Kessler out. Hebert, I guess we can go center back, wing back discussion that we always do. What do we think? Yarrow?
He's definitely going to be on the wing. I think it's going to be Bumgarnell and Kessler and Horn.
Kessler's injured.
Kessler.
Or Nilsson, sorry. They're just so much like each other that I got them confused.
I think it's going to be Horn, Bumgarnell, Yarrow for the center backs.
No, it'll be Nilsson.
I think it's Hebert, Bumgarnell, Horn.
I don't know if they
put Nilsson's good to go, guys. What are you talking about? He's our second best center back when healthy.
Okay, so who are we having at the wing backs? Because I need to put something on paper here that's not really paper officially. Who we have at the center back
Hebert
spot.
And
Watts.
I think it'll be Wallum and Hebert.
I'm not joking. If Watts starts this game, I'm turning the television.
He's going to start. I think he's going to be starting in the midfield, though. And he's got to start somewhere. It's either going to be on the wing back or a midfielder.
I'm telling you, he's starting this week because we just don't have anybody else in the positions he plays.
What about Horn? Could Horn play on the left? And
I said Horn as a center back.
Okay. Yeah, I think Horn's going to be in the center back until Kessler gets all healed up.
Hebert, Bumgarnell, and Horn back there.
I don't hate that, I guess.
Hebert needs to be
on. I mean, that's when we were running at the start, down. But Kessler instead of Baumgartel.
So honestly, that might be the most intriguing part of this lineup, because I feel like the midfield and the forward groups should be pretty locked in.
Ortel and Leuven. So you guys are thinking?
Unless they would put Hartel up as a forward, but I wouldn't want them to do that.
I want them to do Silva, Klaus, Celio. And I might be like fan casting here, but
yeah, I think
that's what I want to see.
I think that's actually a quality top five. You know, if you have Hartel, Leuven can sit back, Hartel trying to facilitate, and then having Klaus up there to hold the ball up, hold the play up while Celio and Silva
crosses in from Celio. So.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I guess you could say Klaus is this kind of person, but the only thing I'm worried about with that front three is the same problem we've had all year long, is the lack of quality in finishing. I don't know if Silva has it. I haven't seen much of him.
I mean,
Celio is good with dribbling, but he's not really a finisher.
Nobody on this team has it, but they also haven't really gotten too many great balls in. Like, going back to the Union Omaha game, one of the big things we are missing, I mean, yes, finishing, but our best ball in the final third was from Baumgartel. Like, the midfield wasn't really facilitating anything going forward. I think if you have Leuven playing those balls in and you have Hartel playing with Leuven behind him so he can get up and play, I think you're going to see a lot more quality chances, and then we can actually start judging the finishing. Because really, a lot of the great chances we've had this year was just Becher fucking them up, to where we haven't really seen Celio have like a really good chance. He's had shots from outside, but he hasn't been in the box with a good chance to finish. Klaus, yeah, he's had some chances he probably should have buried, but we'll see if he has some good services from Leuven. We just haven't seen it that much this year. And then Silva, it'll be nice to see. Like, he hasn't had many goals and how many appearances he had for Atlanta, but I don't know, maybe he finds a spark.
Okay, so I had Berkey in net. For center back, I think these are kind of question marks, but we know Baumgartel will probably be there for sure. And then the other two, it could be Nilsson and Horn. It could be Yarrow and Hebert. I mean, Hebert could be out wide with Wallum and Watts. I mean, that's really where the question marks, I think, will be. So I'm intrigued to see, especially with, you know, the midweek match this week, next week, and it's a huge matchup. I'm really intrigued to see how the lineup looks the next couple of games.
There are going to be a lot of changes with how compact our schedule is.
Yeah. Yeah. At least back line wise. I mean, Hartel, Leuven, if they're both healthy, I think is a lock. I mean, I would rather see Watts or somebody else this weekend instead of Wednesday. I want the KC game to be like, you're coming out for the kill. You got everybody you want in there. But Hartel, Leuven is on paper your go-to, kind of like your Klaus toy shirt if you're going to do two strikers. See,
well, we play six games the next 2 weeks. You're going to see a lot of, like, you're going to see people. I mean, is Alm coming back, right?
They play for City 2 on Sunday.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of change these next few weeks.
Who comes in for Leuven then? If Leuven's starting, who comes in for him? Because
I see Oshrock or Watts if he doesn't play out wide. He's played Watts at center mid before.
See, I wonder if Watts doesn't start, and it's like a halftime start. Because you know Leuven's not playing the full 90. Even at the beginning of the year, he wasn't playing a full 90. Now we're still trying to integrate him back in. I know it wasn't an injury or anything, but he still has to get to full fitness. So it'll be interesting to see who comes
maybe
in for him.
Maybe a sneaky JGR, fellas?
Ooh, or a Reed? Like, if Reed comes, not in that position, but just like, if Wednesday,
you could slide Wallum over. If you got Wallum on the left or Horn, you could slide him over.
I'm guessing whatever the score line is what'll dictate who comes in for him.
If we go through these next six games in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and we see the same 14 people, I mean, I'll have enough ammo for my anti-Olaf rants at that point.
I've never been anti, like, Olaf out yet. But I was sitting there at halftime, 0-0 in the Union Omaha game. I'm like, you know, if he loses
the closest I've been,
it's gonna pick up a lot.
Were you guys ever Carnell out? I feel like
I was not very
much Carnell out very early.
No, I was actually shocked when they fired it. I remember going to the game, and goodness, I can't remember who they were playing. I remember going to the game after he was fired, though, and still kind of in shock.
I want to clear this up. I'm not Olaf out, but I creep closer to that every day.
Oh, no, yeah, I was just wondering. I know I was. I was Green Goblin, yeah. Very much Olaf out. Or not Olaf, sorry, Carnell.
I would just like to see Olaf with a full squad. And it's so tough because it's like, these aren't really his players. This isn't how he wants to play. This, you know, so how do you judge? Like, he's doing the best with what he's got. But he also can't just wait around and get players that he likes for it still just to not work. So it's like, it's kind of like when those college programs keep firing their head coaches. It's like, well, they can't bring in and the players they want, but you can't sit idly by and have two or three losing seasons right away. So it's kind of tricky. I'm usually never a coach out, but I don't know. We said playoffs this year, and so far it's been disappointing. I know injuries have a lot to do with that, but the five at the back, no scoring, also has a lot to do with that.
What about Mike Yao? Were you Mike Yao?
I was, actually.
Yes.
Hockey's a little different because I don't know. I feel like.
What about Mike Matheny?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't Matheny out, but I am Ollie out. So.
What about Jeff Fisher?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the Rams, man.
So what I'm hearing is you're way more patient just in soccer and only soccer.
No, I would say soccer and college football.
I think that I am, yeah. Like, I don't know why, but I feel like soccer and hockey are those sports where you can game plan all you want, but the game's so free flowing, something's just gonna happen. Like it's a lot on the players in that aspect.
I don't know. I've watched a couple 0-0 draws where nothing happens.
That's true. I'm really glad I sacrificed going into the shitty weather for that Vancouver game and sitting front row for that 0-0 draw with no real chances. That was electrifying.
It points against one of the best.
What do you mean? We actually scored a goal that game.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
They called it back because VAR and Big MLS hate us.
Fake goals that didn't count that Jack likes to count.
Yeah. But if they got credit for the goals that didn't count.
You can make fun of me all you want. The defender kicking the ball to Wallum does not make Wallum offsides.
I agree.
I think we all agree on that.
Big MLS.
Doesn't count the goal, though.
9 goals. We're counting it. We all agreed here today.
But aren't we taking away Betcher's? Didn't you say take away his? So we still have 8 goals, right?
I didn't say take away his. I just said it barely counts.
Oh, I thought you said take
away. More of a team goal than a Betcher goal.
So do I get points because I predicted Hartel to score that week?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of getting a point, Jack did get a point for the Omaha match. He had a 2-0 city win. It was a modified Jack special. He went Betcher instead of Klaus.
I should have went Klaus. I'd be dominating. Well, I'm already dominating because we only get a point every other week and I've got 2-point lead. So basically I've got a month worth of games lead.
I'm about to go on a run right now. You're gonna see 12 in a row like the Blues.
Jack's being a dick and copied my score, so now if I get a point, he also gets a point. So then
I thought about just taking one of everybody's thing. That way, if they got a point for it, I'd also get a point. You know, kind of playing the system there, but I was going to go with the 2-0 Jack special. I guess I'll just get right into it. I went with 2-1 because I saw the 5-0 San Diego win, and I was like, they're probably going to get one by us. So I went 2-1 City, as always. I will never predict a City loss. And I've got Zhao Klaus scoring a goal. And when Zhao Klaus scores a goal, Zhao Klaus is man of the match.
Can I get that one more time?
He wasn't man of the match yesterday.
Yeah, he played 10 minutes. I don't think he was on. They sent the vote out before he even got to the field.
That's why I'll preach to you that we should not have went with a fan vote. I'll preach that to the end of my life.
Just switch it up real quick.
We can't.
Give us your score.
We committed.
Just give us your score.
Well, Jack took my goal score, and since I'm trying to catch up, we can't have the same goal score.
Trevor.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
I think City scores. I think it's Leuven from the spot. I think Leuven also gets man of the match. However, I think San Diego also scores. I think they just got too much firepower. And it's a 1-1 draw at home. But San Diego's a good team, and I will take 1 point with all the injuries we have piling up right now. And I know it's like, you know, one game at a time, but really focusing on that Kansas City game.
Get him, guys. He predicted not a City win. You better attack him like you attacked
him. It's a draw. Him. It's a draw. I'll take a City draw.
If I said draw, you'd be giving me so much shit.
Yeah, but you're an Austin fan.
Right. I had 2-1 City, because I'm positive now. 2-1 City. I also had Leuven, man of the match, and goal scorer. I'm kind of going all in with that, but I don't know how that's going to work because he's definitely only going to play at like 50, 60 minutes.
I was going to say, if both of you guys agreed that he's playing like maybe a half.
Well, can I think I it'll feel be like 70 minutes. I can't go back, but big Leuven games. I already spoke.
But if he gets that goal, no matter how often, like they could take him out at halftime, if he has that goal, he's going to be man of the match.
Right. So three of us do have a City win. Trevor has a draw. Jack is up 5-3-1-1 on the scoreboard for the standings.
Oh, can I say mine? I never said mine.
Oh shit! Sorry. Go ahead.
You really interrupted me when I was saying mine.
Sorry.
I didn't like that. I have 1-0 City. I have 1-0 City. Hartel. Cole told me to keep it quick and to the point, so I did.
I didn't say that. You're taking the same strategy, but Hartel will actually play all 90 minutes.
He's the only one who always plays all 90.
As he should, though. Any other thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap it up? Any final? I don't know. Anything else you got?
Go City.
I was going to say, that sounds like no, but all right. Go City. We will see everybody after the game on Saturday. I'm going to have to rewatch Sunday, fellas, because I will be at Backlash. I'm seeing John Cena, so we'll have to talk about that. But we will be back with a recap episode and a preview for KC. Follow us on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, at City Limits Jack, at C Sutton City, at ICL Pod. And we will be back with you guys soon. Until then, like Jack said, Vamos City.